Well, Paula Kennedy is a Hungarian specialist from our BBC monitoring team here in Caversham. Good evening to you there, Paula.
Good evening.
And it seems to be this incident, a culmination of various things going over on the last week or so. We had the horrible situation with 70 dead migrants at the back of a lorry, boats in the Mediterranean. What's been the reaction in Hungary? Because suddenly they're on the front line.
Yes, indeed. But they feel that they've been on the front line for some time. And a big factor in this is the Hungarian government's decision to build a fence along the southern border with Serbia. And that has actually, if anything, increased the flow of migrants because people have been very keen to get through before the fence was completed. And the fence was, or part of the fence was completed over the weekend. So that route will, from now on, will be that much more tricky. Although actually migrants, being as determined as they are, they have found all sorts of ways to get over and under it and round it. So it hasn't proved to be quite such an obstacle as the Hungarian government had intended.
So what route are they taking? It seems that there's this route basically from Greece through the Balkans, and then they're aiming straight away for Hungary. Is that where they're
right,
aiming for?
Yes, yeah. They go from Greece, Macedonia, Serbia, and then into Hungary. When they get to Hungary, for many of them, that is the first EU country at which they are likely to be registered as asylum seekers. And because of the Dublin regulations, Hungary has long feared that if all these people are registered there, they might then, if their claims for asylum are rejected further down the line, they could be sent back to Hungary, because that is what the Dublin rules stipulate, that asylum seekers whose claims are unsuccessful will be returned to the first country at which they entered the EU.
Right, okay. So you can understand Hungarian politicians are not happy about the situation. The Hungarian population not happy about it. What's the reaction on state media there?
Well, state media is certainly portraying the migrants as a huge inconvenience and a terrible burden for the country to have to cope with. There is also opposition media, more sort of left of centre media, which is saying that the Hungarians should be adopting a much more humane line, and they're cheering Angela Merkel's decision to allow Syrians to come into Germany, and they're saying, well, we should be treating the migrants in a similar way. We shouldn't just be treating them as some kind of scum who are coming here to ruin our way of life. But that seems to be the line that the government has had for the last few months, a propaganda campaign directed against the migrants. And this has actually altered the way in which a lot of Hungarians think, because a recent opinion poll showed that Hungarians are, on the whole, becoming much more xenophobic. So they are clearly being quite strongly influenced by the government's propaganda campaign.
That leads just to a final question, and given, funnily enough, ironically, today there was the question about the EU referendum here, but we know that Greece has had its own fallout with Europe. But what's the general feeling about EU, the European Union, amongst the population, and more importantly, about the way they're handling the situation?
Hungarians tend to be very, quite insular.
Is very insular for starters, isn't it?
The language is completely different from any other European language. Hungary itself has never been what you might, in any way, a multicultural society. And there is a sort of quite deep-rooted fear of people from outside, which has been clearly encouraged by the government, partly because the ruling party, until the beginning of this year, was doing very badly in the opinion polls. It was being outdone by an even more far-right party, Jobbik. And so I think in order to gain the initiative and to feel that it was getting back popular support, it launched this initiative, what they call the National Consultation on Immigration and Terrorism. It linked the two things as if wherever you get immigration, you will inevitably get higher levels of terrorism. And the questions were all framed in such a way as to elicit a response from anyone who took part in the consultation, that they did fear that levels of terrorism would increase with increased migration into the country. And yet Hungary has never had a problem with terrorism. So clearly, it's been the whole issue has been very much manipulated by the politicians to instill fear into the population and to try to get back some degree of popular support, which it had been losing.
Fence building continues then, given what you were saying in Hungary, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again. Paula, thank you very much indeed.
Okay.
Paula Kennedy there, Hungarian expert at the BBC's monitoring team here in Caversham.